Good morning, everyone. On the Easter Vigil, we have Father Matt, Deacon Jesse, and Father Doug. They were like taller than me, and I made a wish that, Lord, can you make me taller? And then 4 weeks already, but this morning, like two Father Juvenile and then Deacon Jesse, still taller than me. I don't know what happened to my prayers. Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter. The Good Shepherd, we pray for vocations this week. With that, I invite you to reflect with me two images today with me. First of all, a good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And we are, as you know, that all during the week from Monday until today, we have been hearing about the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Whoever believes in me will have eternal life. I came to visit a lady, and then when I was there, the whole family was there with me. And then I came into the room, and then I met a lady, but she just like stared at me, and then she didn't say anything. And then the daughter said to her, Mom, say hi to the father. He's a Catholic priest. And then she told me, hi, Catholic priest. And I was dying because I laughed so hard. And then the whole family laughed. We laughed so hard. Yeah, hi, Catholic priest. So that's my title now, I guess. Good shepherd, or the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. I am the bread of life. But after that, like the sentence is, after that, I want to advertise today. I am a good shepherd. I lay down my life for my sheep. I am the bread of life. Whoever believes in me will have eternal life. Life. I came to annoy another person. And then as you know that, we bring the Holy Communion to them. We bring like the viaticum, means food for the journey for them. That person actively dying. And then I went through the whole rite, and I have a small bread, small Jesus, to give to that person. And then as you know that, we have to do the gospel. And then I said, the gospel, I am the bread of life. Whoever believes in me will have eternal life. And I gave like the Jesus to that person. And I said, the body of Christ. And he received it. And then a couple of seconds later, I saw a tear came out from his eye. The moment that people are dying and I give to them the bread of life, I gave them hope for eternity. For eternity, brother and sister. Like I gave them the eternal life that gave a lot of hope for that person. Like people are dying. People are going to somewhere that they don't know. They don't know about death. They don't know about life, but I'm giving to them the bread of life that Jesus gave life, life, for people are dying. And the dying person just somehow he recognized that this bread gives me eternal life in God. How powerful it is. And I invite you all today, you will receive the Holy Communion. You will receive the bread of life. That life, the Jesus Christ, Son of God, gave it to you. And I invite you today, you receive that. And I want you to take a moment to reflect on the word eternal life. Brother and sister, eternal life. That's not like normal life, but eternal life. I want you to focus on that word when you receive our Lord today, so that you can live with Him forever until the moment you are dying. You still live with Him, because if you believe, you will live. If you believe, you will live for all eternity with God, because He promised, whoever believes in me will have eternal life. Second image I want to invite you to reflect with me today. Do you know that the sign language, the word Jesus in the sign language pronounced? Look at this one. The sign language pronounced the name of Jesus. Again. Did you see me? How about Jesus Christ? Of course, like when we record the video, like the audio, you have no idea about this one. So sign language pronounces the name of Jesus by pointing at the wound of Jesus Christ. Why is that? Why people recognize Jesus Christ, the word Jesus Christ, okay? The word itself by the sign language pronounces by pointing it like directly into the wounds of his palms, in his hands. What does it mean for you and for me? And what does it mean for those people? It means that whenever we see Jesus, we must see Him in those sufferings, identical sufferings, identical wounds. That we are somehow, the society tells us like, hey, we're gonna take like TV shows, hey, we're gonna have a Netflix, hey, we're gonna have a YouTube, hey, we're gonna have a whatever it is. But society is telling you that all the pleasure you have. But Jesus Christ pointed up like his goons and then telling people, hey, this is like my Lord. This is how people recognize him, through the suffering, through the wounds of Jesus Christ. And as you know that, Jesus, he himself had two natures, right? Divine nature and human nature. When he came back to the Father, he doesn't lose any human nature. He still had the wounds of like the suffering in his body. So that when he appeared to like the disciples, he pointed up like, hey, do you remember me? Do you remember how I'm suffering on the cross? Like he pointed on the wounds for Thomas, for people that we can recognize him. And whenever you are following Jesus Christ, you must, or you cannot, or you never escape from sufferings. I know you suffered. I am suffering as well. Everyone is suffering. We are wounded by our sins, societies, relationship, broken relationships. Everything, we are wounded. But I invite you all to reflect with me. When you are wounded by your relationships with others, remember, Jesus himself will heal you if you believe in him. And remember the word Jesus Christ in the sign language, so that whenever you are suffering, you are wounded by whatever it is, remember those moments that Jesus will heal you if you believe in him. Because you know why? He will give you eternal life. The good shepherd will give you eternal life. The good shepherd will lay down his life for people. Invite you all to reflect with me two images this week, that the good shepherd, the bread of life, gives life to people, give life to us, and invite you all, whenever you receive today, in the moments you will receive him, remember that moment, that eternal life, if in you. The second, Jesus Christ, by the sign language.